Hi, I'm Jack Larkin, and when I'm not helping business owners simplify and customize the credit card processing, I'm listening to the Power Plug podcast by Fidelity Bank.
You're listening to the Power Plug podcast by Fidelity Bank, where we believe in you, your dreams, and your POWER, the potential of women entrepreneurs realized, and all women in business who want to make great things happen. Each episode is a lively conversation filled with practical advice, tips, and inspiration to help you grow your business and keep you energized. Now, for your host, Mary Foley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Mary Foley here. It's great to be with you. Where does the time go? We're wrapping up 1 year and about to start another. We are full into the holiday season and swing right now. And holidays are huge buying times, not just for us, but also for clients and customers who buy from us. Whether you're a B2C business or a B2B business, or my favorite, B2H, business to human, there's a lot of money being spent and a good bit of it is being paid by credit card. So do you truly understand your credit card merchant services, what the fees are, and if in fact you have the best fit for your business? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, so you are one savvy businesswoman. But first, whether this is your first time listening or you're regular, the holiday season is actually a great time to binge listen to the Power Plug podcast. And while you're going from event to event or you're going from store to store, it's just a great way to distract yourself from all the holiday stresses and feel like you're being so productive, because you are. All you have to do is go to fidelitybankpower.com. Click on podcasts and start listening. Or you can search for Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity on Apple Podcasts or on Stitcher. And it all just depends what kind of phone app you like to use. If you have an iPhone, use the iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. And if you have an Android phone, just use the Stitcher phone app. It's easy peasy. You can do this and can easily subscribe. Now let's get talking with today's guest. Today we're talking with Jack Larkin, Relationship Manager with BankCard, who partners with Fidelity to provide merchant services for all bank customers, including Power customers. And if you're not quite sure what I mean by merchant services, or you kind of sort of know, you're in the right place. It's a big credit card processing world out there, and we're about to make it less confusing and you more savvy. Jack, welcome to the Power Plug Podcast.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you for having me.
All right, I'm glad you're here because, you know, it is kind of a confusing world. We hear this term merchant services a lot. It's, you know, I don't even think of myself right off as a merchant, but, you know, I have my own business, so I am, and I do use credit cards. So let's just start with that term, merchant services. What exactly does that mean?
Well, yeah, it is a little bit vague. You're right. Anybody who sells something is a merchant, but we're talking specifically about credit card processing. So if your business needs or wants to take credit or debit card payments from your customers, merchant services company like ours is going to help you set you up with that and provide the service aspect of it.
Okay. All right. So that's good. Because, I mean, as a consumer, I spend money and pay with my credit card all the time. So is it, you know, I'm thinking of it a lot of times. I do online purchases or I walk into a retail store or a restaurant. And clearly there are women who are listening now at businesses that may be in the retail or hospitality or restaurant space, but is it limited to that? What kind of businesses use typically merchant services credit card payment?
Well, everybody that you mentioned and more. So you mentioned a couple right off the bat, restaurants, retail, clothing stores. When we think of our holiday shopping, all of those places, of course, take credit cards, but it's becoming more and more common. So businesses like healthcare are taking credit cards. Any automotive business, business-to-business sales, even manufacturing, folks that you wouldn't normally think of are taking credit cards because it's a secure and fast way to get the payments from their customers. Mm. No matter what business you are, you want that money quickly.
Yeah, okay. And the idea of waiting for a paper check, and then that has to come into the postal mail, and then I have to receive it. Then there's this whole logistic of getting that piece of paper to the bank, right? And yes, there's mobile payment, but then there's still a few days for that to show up on my bank account. Whereas if I pay by credit card or someone pays me by credit card, it's pretty much instant. Is that right?
It's usually in your bank account the next day. That's right. Or it should be. And that's something that's one of the things you want to look at as far as your merchant services provider is how quickly can they get you your money?
Yeah. Okay. So one day or the next day is way quicker than using paper checks.
Than a paper check, or there's some other options like factoring. It's much better than those things. You're right.
Okay. And particularly for small business, I wouldn't have thought right off that larger corporations that maybe I do business with, right, and they pay me as a vendor, that they're paying through credit cards more and more. So I want to verify that.
That's right. So a lot of Fortune 500 companies or federal government agencies in particular are going this way. They might have a huge, huge payment to make that you would think would typically be made by check, cashier's check, money wire, but they're going the route of using virtual credit cards. So they're not walking into your place of business with a piece of plastic. They're paying you online with a virtual credit card or over the phone. So in the next few years, a lot more business transactions are going to go that way. We're seeing it already.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to ask you more about. So Jack, what are the trends for both consumers and business transactions? You kind of started saying this, but you said more and more. Tell me a little bit more about this trend.
Yeah, well, a few decades ago, credit cards were relatively rare. They were kind of meant for folks with a lot of money. Nowadays, about 14% of transactions are in cash and the rest are in credit or debit. So debit is still more popular than credit cards. About 54% of all transactions the consumers make are with debit cards, 26% with credit. And debit cards have actually become quite a bit more popular. So as a business owner, if you think, you know, credit is kind of a trend, people are using cash, but in a different way. This is cash that's coming out of their bank account. So if you're a business that's not taking credit or debit cards, you're ignoring, gosh, what is that, 84% of your customers?
Yeah, I was thinking, well, 86%, 14% are cash, that leaves 86% who are paying by either debit or credit card. That is amazing. It's surprising to me that higher percentage is a debit card than a credit card. Because I'm always, by the way, I'm just always doing my credit card because I want the miles, right? And if I do it with my debit, I can't do that, right?
I like that too.
Yeah, okay.
But even if you're not one of those folks who are looking for airline miles or hotel points or whatnot, debit cards are incredibly popular, much more popular than cash. The younger generation, we know they don't carry very much cash. If you look at even digital wallets, this is a new thing that's in the marketplace as far as trends go. Only 3% of folks over the age of 65 have a digital wallet like Apple Pay or Google Pay. But 27% of young folks 18 to 24 years of age have that. So that's something that businesses need to be increasingly aware of as well. Online sales is another. 71% of businesses saw online or mobile sales increase portion of their sales this year. So these are things that businesses need to be aware of. If you're not taking these payments, you're ignoring a huge chunk of the population.
Yeah, 27% people under 65 doing digital wallets. Wow, that's surprising to me, and yet shouldn't be because nobody carries cash, quote unquote, nobody carries cash anymore, right? Cash. Oh my gosh, right. I was actually just doing a parking today to get ready for our podcast. And it's downtown location and I had to park on the street and, they didn't take cash in the parking meter. That's pretty amazing.
I can't remember the last time I carried a pocket full of coins to pay a parking meter.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been years.
Okay. Well, let's say, I do have a service business and you already mentioned that businesses we don't expect, like healthcare. I was thinking even like people might be CPAs or a marketing consultant, or even a nutritional coach. I mean, those are some of the businesses I know that are women who have businesses in the Power Program. So, the biggest reason I should accept credit card payments, is it because I'll get my money faster? Or are there some other reasons that I need to know of? Because here's the thing. I've heard that transaction fees are high and sometimes are higher with some merchant processors than others. So what are some things I need to consider as a small business owner?
That's a great question. And it really depends on your business. So when I go into a business, I don't try to tell them what's important to them. I ask them what's important to them. So maybe the fees are important to you and maybe a fraction of a percent in the long run is very important to your business and rate is important, but maybe getting your money quickly is important. If you're waiting on a paper check, that 2-week, 3-week lag can be crucial. crucial to your business. If you have to pull from your line of credit, that could be more expensive than credit card transactions. There are some companies that rely on factoring. For those of you who don't know what factoring is, that's taking your accounts receivable list, taking a list of the people who owe you money, and selling it to another company so that they can collect it. And it still takes you a week to get your money, and now you're paying 8 to 10%.
Oof.
So a lot of these things are things to consider. If you are a CPA, a marketing consultant, a nutritional coach, those folks that you mentioned, that fraction of a percent might not be the biggest thing to you, but the legitimacy that comes with accepting credit cards in your business, it goes a long way in letting people know that you're a professional. So you're giving your customers options, you're giving your business legitimacy. It's just something that as a business in this day and age, if you don't accept credit cards, people kind of look at you like, well, what is this business that I'm dealing with? Who am I dealing with?
That's right. Are we back to 1982? It sounds like it's something like, oh, that not like decades and decades and decades ago. Okay, so let's say I am already, in fact, maybe offering credit cards or debit cards as payment, as an option. But I know there's some risks involved. How can I reduce that risk of non-payment, you know, gets rejected, just all kinds of maybe risk of fraud happening. How can I reduce that?
Fraud or theft?
Yeah.
Those are all great questions. So your merchant service provider is going to help you with these things. Fraud is a big one. Accepting fraudulent credit cards used to be a lot more common, but you may have noticed these days your credit card has a chip in it.
Yeah.
So that's called the EMV chip. That's impossible to duplicate. So a thief can't take a credit card and duplicate it anymore like they used to, as long as you're using the chip. If you're a business who's accepting credit cards in person, making sure that you accept chip cards is a big part of it. And then identity theft is another part. So that's where PCI compliance comes in. Any legitimate business is going to know how to secure their customers' information so that it's not stolen. And some folks don't really care about that, and they get burned in the long run. If you're a business who allows your customers' credit card information to get stolen, you're going to lose your customer base really, really quickly. So it's important to know how to best secure that information, and your merchant service partner can help you with that. Getting chargebacks is the last thing that you mentioned, and that's kind of a standard operating procedure for any business to be able to properly retain receipts, properly account for their sales, clearly post pricing, and your merchant service provider can give you a few tips on how to best operate so that you can fight chargebacks if they do happen, and then they can help you get that chargeback information quickly. If you don't have a proper channel to know when somebody charged you back, you have no way to fight it. Mm-hmm. So your merchant service partner can help you with all that.
Yeah, you already are making us so much smarter about something that we just accept and sometimes don't think so much about. So we need to take a quick break, but I've got some more questions for you. So hold on and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Liz Brockman, Director of Power at Fidelity Bank. As a woman going after her dreams, you deserve a bank that's more than a bank. You deserve a partner. That's why we designed our Power program to not only meet your financial needs, but also your non-financial ones, like practical know-how, savvy connections, and trustworthy resources. Whether it's our Power join-up sessions, online member directory, or private Facebook group, we are your community partner to help your business succeed and flourish. Because at Fidelity Bank, we are here for powerful business, and we are here for good. Find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. This is Mary Foley, and today I'm talking with Jack Larkin about being a savvy user of credit card merchant services for our business. Jack, what are the most important things that business owners should consider when choosing a merchant service?
Well, there's a lot of important things for your business. Most people, price comes to mind right away. How fast you get your money is another thing. The service levels, is somebody going to be there to help you get PCI compliant and secure your customers' information? That's another consideration. Can you integrate with a software or point of sale system? That's another consideration. There are a bunch of things. If you need to change a bank account, do you have somebody? And then the last thing that people don't think about is the trust factor. If you just find a fly-by-night company online, do you really know who you're dealing with? Are they going to deliver what they promise they're going to deliver? So one good example of that, there was a business that I talked to recently who a guy just came cold calling door to door, talked a little bit about the information, and then a few weeks later, a box showed up in the mail with a credit card machine in it. Well, he didn't order it, he didn't want it, but somehow, while he was talking to this guy, he gave him enough information that the man signed him up for this service, put him on a 3-year lease, and he started getting billed right away for this. He didn't want anything to do with it, and then when he tried to cancel, he couldn't. So he was stuck. He got burned by somebody who was less than trustworthy.
Wow.
And it's unfortunate how often I hear about these things from somebody that put their trust in somebody that they shouldn't have. Another example is if you're set up with a business that you don't have a close relationship with, they don't always underwrite your company. So Square is an example. Anybody can jump online and get an account with Square in a matter of a minute or two. It's very fast and convenient, but there's no business underwriting. There's no bank relationship. So if you have a particularly big sales day, your funds might get frozen. There's an algorithm that clicks in. You made too much money today. So that processor is going to hold your money and freeze your funds. And it might be weeks before you get it back into your bank account. They have to then do their due diligence. We do that up front. We have close bank relationships with our clients. So these are things that you don't always hear about up front. People just like to price shop. But they're just important considerations because things like that can crush a small business.
Yeah. Wow. I never thought about that. If I have a big payday, which you're going, woohoo, as a business owner, right? And they're like, I'm going to get my money through credit card payment or a debit, you know, transaction within a day. And then boom, it's frozen. And basically all I have is an 800 number to call or an 888 number, you know, toll free number. And that's it. Wow. Because you're right. So many people just think in terms of price and the percentages. So let's kind of expand on what you've just said. What are some of therefore the common mistakes or misunderstandings that business owners make regarding the merchant services and credit card processing?
Well, we touched on that one just now, and that's that the cheapest is the best. I just want to find the cheapest thing out there. And what some folks don't consider is that, well, maybe this is the cheapest deal now, but are they going to start increasing my rates in 3 months? We all are familiar with a cable bill ticking up. And once those rates start to tick up in the future, are they ever going to come back down? Am I stuck in a contract? One thing to ask yourself is my merchant service partner demanding a contract, demanding to put me in a 3-year contract, and do I have to pay to get out of it? If I have to pay to get out of it, you have to ask yourself, well why is that? Not having a relationship with the merchant service company is another one. Just grabbing somebody online or grabbing somebody who's cold calling you, you don't really know if they're looking out for your best interest, if they're taking care of you. If you have a relationship with that merchant services partner or if your bank does, then they really should be looking out for your best interest, because if they don't treat you well, that bank isn't going to keep that relationship any longer. So having somebody that you trust is something that's overlooked, but it's very, very important to a small business owner.
How could we sort through as a business owner? Are there some particular questions that we ask ourselves or ask a third party that would be helpful as we consider different options?
Well, the first thing is that make sure that you're narrowing it down to people that you trust. If you're looking to change or start a relationship with a merchant service partner, the first thing I would do is ask my bank who they use. Okay. Then maybe ask a fellow business owner, one of your vendors, one of your customers, hey, do you accept credit cards? Who do you use? Do you like them? Do you trust them? And then if you get a few trusted sources that way, then it's fine to talk to them and see what they can do for you, what the cost is going to be, what the services are going to be, and things of that nature. But before you get into any of that, you really want to make sure that you're narrowing it down to people that you trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess also I should know as a business owner, what's most important to me in my business? Is it price and the fees? Is it how quickly I get paid? Is it access immediately to someone on a service level? Some of the things that you were just saying before, because we don't want to have the default just being, oh, they're the cheapest, because it might actually be the most expensive in the long run based on either having funds frozen or other things that's a fraud to me, it sounds like.
Absolutely. There should be a few things that you consider with your business, and maybe write them down before you talk to a merchant service partner so that you can slow down the conversation and ask them the things that are important to you rather than just listening to their sales pitch and what's important to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, so there's a lot of women I'm sure listening right now who already have merchant fee services set up in their business. And they may easily have not reviewed it for a long time, right? You set it up. It's not the core of what you do. You go on to the other operations. You go on to delivering for the customer. You go on to getting more clients and more customers. So if I haven't looked at it for a while, maybe even in a year, would you recommend that you look at it and then kind of start to, I could say shop around, but consider that there might be a better solution today?
Yeah. And if you've ever read one of these credit card statements, they're incredibly complicated. It took me probably a year of working in this industry before I got really comfortable with reading one. So to just pull up your credit card statement and take a look at it and try to break down the fees is something that it's incredibly difficult to do. That's why you want to find somebody who you can trust, who can help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a very quick thing to do is if you take what you're paying in fees and divide it by the overall revenue, that's going to give you what's called an effective rate. If that effective rate is over 3.5%, you really might want to have somebody take a look at it. If it's under 3.5%, you could still maybe get a better deal if price is your biggest concern. But again, giving that statement to somebody that you trust who can pick it apart for you is important. I recently met with a client who runs a nonprofit, and they asked that I sit down and review their statements with them. And they actually had about three different methods of taking credit cards. I looked through them and I told them, hey, you know, you actually have a really, really great deal. There's really nothing I could do to improve the deal that you're getting now if that's the most important thing to you. And they were happy that I was honest about that and that I was giving them good advice. They really just wanted to make sure they were getting a good deal, and they were.
Okay.
So if you have somebody who you trust who can look at that for you, that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And kudos to you that you weren't, you know, trying to just say, well, you got to come over here because you gave an honest assessment. And there's that possibility. I always think about this is the people that I trust their feedback. I trust their assessment, you know, in business, that I know this, things change over time in my own business, right? Things change of what I'm doing or what I need to do or what my needs are. But the people who are kind of on my virtual team, so to speak, I call it that, that are my vendors, but I really want to think of them as partners to help me run my business. They change too. And so just think that I'm going to forever have the same merchant services. I'm going to forever have some of the same suppliers. It's not really realistic. You know, what is it about bank cards specifically that sets you apart? Whether it be from Square or PayPal or fill in the blank, you know, there's a lot of big players and then there's some medium and smaller players too.
Sure. PayPal is a great example. Square is another one. These are very, very, very big companies, worldwide companies that can be a good fit for a business. They really can, but they're more of a cookie cutter general solution versus a tailored solution to your business. Maybe your business is selling online. Maybe your business is using a shopping cart. Maybe you need to take mobile payments through your phone because you don't have a brick and mortar location. Maybe you have a point of sale system. Maybe this all needs to tie in together. Or maybe you're not very tech savvy and this is difficult and you just need help doing it. At the end of the day, you need somebody that you trust, of course. So we can get you, our company in particular, when you ask about bank card, we can kind of look at your company, ask you about your business, ask you what's important to you, and find a solution that fits you. So we're almost like an insurance broker. We work with a lot of different processors, actually, and a lot of different technology solutions. And we'll find something that fits your business and we'll help set it up for you and make sure that you're getting a fair price, make sure that you're with somebody that you trust and that you have a human being that you can call if you have any issues. And that goes a long way. It's not just a one-step solution like a PayPal is.
We only have a couple minutes left. So I always like to ask people, Jack, what was the moment in your journey that inspired you to do what you're doing now?
Well, it kind of goes back to what you just mentioned about the human aspect. When I first met my manager who hired me, he told me a little bit about what he did, and I'd never really heard about the industry very much before, and I wanted to know a little bit more. So I agreed to meet with him, and he said, well, why don't you meet at one of my banks? And it was a Fidelity Bank, and it happened to be the Fidelity Bank that's just outside my neighborhood. I could walk there right now if I wanted to. And when I met him over there, we walked in together, and saw the manager, and he gave him a big hug and a handshake and a high five, and they were talking, and they had just a great relationship. And I realized that it was more than just a working relationship. It was a friendship. These were friendships that they had. And when we sat down and started talking about the business, I did what most businesses do. And I said, well, what are the rates? What do you have to pay? And he said, well, there's so much more to it than that. That's, you know, that's something we're going to make our customers happy, but you really want to talk about other things. It's important to the customer, the service, the speed of getting the funding, the best fit for their business. And so I saw that this was very much a relationship-based company, and it was a way that I'd always liked to do business. And that's what made me confident enough to get on board, and I'm happy that I did.
Wow. And you saw it right then and there. Right? I mean, it's not like he had to just say it. You were actually watching it in action.
Yep, exactly.
Wow. So that's great. Well, for those who want to learn more about you, to connect with you, maybe chat with you about, I don't know, maybe do a review like you were just saying you've done for someone else about what they already have in place, what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, you can always email or call me directly if you like. You can email me at jlarkin, that's J-L-A-R-K-I-N, at bankcard.com. Now, bankcard is spelled funny. There's no K, but there's two C's. Okay, so it's bankcard.com. Or you can call me at 504-782-0948. That's my cell phone, and I give everybody my direct cell phone. That's how we like to do business. Or you can walk into your nearest Fidelity Bank, because they can get a hold of us anytime, day or night.
Okay, great. Well, I hope it's not night. You can't walk into Fidelity Bank at 2 a.m., just saying, all right? I know.
You shouldn't be. You might get arrested for that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, well, thank you so much for your time today, your expertise. It was great talking to you.
Thank
something
you,
that's really actually important for all of our businesses, and that is how we collect money and how we get that money into our own bank account. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
When you meet the right person or gain the right knowledge you need right now for your business, feels like magic, doesn't it? These kind of magical moments happen every day for over 600 women who are members of our Power program. I know firsthand because as the director of Power, I talk to members every day and see the magic happen. I'm Liz Brockman and would be happy to talk with you too. To find out more, go to FidelityBankPower.com, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Feeling more powerful? Keep it going. Go to FidelityBankPower.com where you can instantly listen and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Because we are here for powerful business, and we are here for you.